Sticking with the Russian situation, then, this is The Hill, and the headline is Russian bots flood Twitter with pro-gun messages after Florida shooting report.
This is ridiculous. So this is a bit of fake news here. So according to Wired magazine, Russian bots, and now they use the term kind of loosely, Russian bots, could be Russian government, Russian-linked, Russian-influenced bots or whatever, under the control or indirect control of Vladimir Putin, have flooded Twitter with pro-gun messages to besmirch the victims of the Florida school shooting. So this is propaganda, effectively. By the way, this was retweeted by Samantha Power, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, former wife of Cass Sunstein. So she's tweeting out fake news and conspiracy theories. And meanwhile, her husband, who wrote the Obama Doctrine on how to manage the internet and how to deal with all the conspiracy theorists, Cass Sunstein, it's interesting that Samantha Power would be pushing that bit of fake news. This is just the total insanity of the U.S. Political system right now. Everyone's lost their mind over Russiagate.
But America's under attack, according to The Atlantic.
Well, according to The Atlantic, yes, America's under attack. This article is an absolute exhibit A. What they've done here is combine Russiagate with the Florida school shooting. So, this is what is going on now. So they are so desperate to nail Trump by hook or crook. And in this case, they'll do and mix and match anything they can to try to create some sort of crisis for Trump. And they're saying Trump doesn't care. The Russians are attacking us. The Russians are pushing gun culture in America. Can you believe that? The Russians would be pushing gun. You don't need anybody to push gun culture in America. I can tell you that right now. This is just imbecilic. This is the, as we said last night, the golden age of stupid in America. So we're hoping it's peaking now because, as we discussed, I would hate to see it get any dumber than this, because then that would be something really frightening. This is bad enough.
But Julian Assange seems to have nailed it.
Listen, say what you want, and he has his critics, but I have to say this. Julian Assange has just laid out an absolute scathing slam dunk basically over the Robert Mueller investigation, the indictment of these 13 Russian trolls who no one will ever see and will never see a courtroom in America. So Assange has laid it out beautifully. Buried in the Mueller astroturfing indictment is something that we have long suspected. This shadowy internet research agency, Troll Farm, is geared to develop audience in socially active communities, i.e. through aligned memes. These are memes, internet memes, in order to spam them on behalf of anybody who is willing to pay, okay? This is a social media operation for profit, okay?
And he went on.
Yeah, but so before advertising, networks can advertise, they need to build an audience. We all know this who work in media. So how much of the Internet Research Agency's activities were simply trying to build audiences by gaining followers? How do you gain followers on the internet these days?
With tweets and memes.
Tweets and memes are the biggest thing to get friends and to develop traffic on Twitter. So that's all they were doing and likely to be shared in those communities. Obviously, this is like Internet 101, okay? So this seems to have escaped the Mueller investigation and the great DOJ assistant Attorney General Rosenstein. So the Internet Research Agency allegedly also ran kitten appreciation groups. Are we also to believe that these kittens were also a plot to divide in America into so chaos, as they said in the indictment? So not distinguish between the audience building and customer advertising payload is sketchy. That's an understatement. Assange goes on. This puts it into perspective. The U.S. has 320 million people with a $1 trillion media and culture sector that employs millions of people. Okay, I do not assess that it is possible whatsoever to divide America by trying to heighten the differences with 100 trolls. So there he goes. And finally, reinforcing audience bias is exactly what Facebook and Google have been doing on a vast scale by algorithmically preying on people's existing biases to increase engagement, and YouTube as well. In a more traditional manner, Fox, MSNBC, CNN, New York Times, Washington Post are doing exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
So there, it's about building an audience, audience engagement, and sometimes you do that through spam, through junk, through memes, through hoaxes, through fake news, intentional fake news. And my point has always been on this, Mike, and we'll move on. Listen, when you see something on Facebook, people, and it says the Pope Francis has just endorsed Donald Trump, okay? If you believe that on face value, chances are you're what they call a low information voter, or you're probably not even registered to vote anyway, and it's not going to affect your voting at all. So to think there's never been any proof presented to poll the people who have voted to see who had seen any of these so-called famous fake news memes in the run-up to the election and how they actually voted. So there's no sort of empirical correlation at all that's ever been attempted or presented. All these university programs, they're doling out, Mike, millions and millions of dollars for people doing research projects on how to spot and how to manage and how to combat fake news. Meanwhile, they haven't even proved the premise to begin with. It's a total fraud.